The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, y'all? Sweet Life, Chief Johnson, Malik Rashid.
Yes, yes.
Live from our home base, the Dream Hotel, Hollywood, California.
Yes.
You know, back again. You know, we sit down at least once or twice a month and you know, just chop it up, myself and Malik. And, you know, been amazing last couple weeks of filming. We got some dope episodes coming up with Naisha Arrington, the homie, Long Beach legend, Joey Fats. Bunch of things in the pipeline, but, you know, so I thought it was important for us to, you know, really just, you know, speak to our people. We've been getting a lot of support, you know, on the audio side, on the YouTube is growing, social media is growing. And just to take the time to, one, say thank you. And then also, two,
super
just
appreciative.
Really drill down on, you know, what we are about and why we set out to do this, you know, podcast, show, whatever. I actually like to say show as opposed to a podcast. But, you know, I think we talked about it a little bit before. But, you know, when you think about what we drew up and the plan and where we're at now, I believe like 30, you know, a little over 30 episodes, you know, how do you feel about everything and the vision and, you know, things that are, have been important to you and, the growth of it?
It's been amazing. Gratitude for the whole process, even the times that you sort of question, because I think it's natural, you know, especially when you're starting something new, to, you know, obviously you're here for the journey, and that's what's important, is the journey. But you also, if you're honest with yourself, you have certain expectations, right? Like, sort of, you know, certain bar that you set for yourself. And I think that, you know, I feel very comfortable and very good about where we are. It's an ongoing process, an ongoing learning process. You know, I think we spoke this past weekend and you were pointing out to me about, you know, just even me learning more about the back end of the business and different things like that. And it's all, again, it's just the acquiring of knowledge. And to your point, though, like, very long-winded, but to the point of, I feel good. I feel good about where we are. I feel good about the things that we've accomplished, the guests that we've had on, transformative conversations that we've had. And I think there were moments where, you know, we could have pivoted, mm-hmm. in the sense of what our mantra is, so to speak, because it would have expedited our process.
Yeah.
Like, if we do some things that are clickbaitish or have certain guests on. But I love what we're doing because it speaks to integrity And it speaks to like true fulfillment. So I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy.
Same. I think it is interesting though, like, to me, I look at podcasting in this kind of like landscape of things, and to me, it's a wide open thing. And I hear people say like, not everybody needs a podcast, and not everybody. And it's like, who created this podcast committee that's saying who shouldn't get it? You know what I mean? Who shouldn't have their own voice? Because essentially, it's your voice. And I think some people do it because it's therapeutic. Some people are trying new things. Some people, I think this
Might
is,
be people that are after the bag and
yeah,
just that's,
exactly.
but
And
that's,
that's fine. You know what I
yeah.
mean? And I believe everybody should at least have the opportunity, if they want to try to do something, to not feel like somebody is, judging them because they're putting themselves out there. And also too, I find it, I still have conversations at times, and people are like, yo, you guys should be doing this and you should be doing that. And it's like, allow us to grow in what we're doing and add on as we go. Because sometimes I forget, like, we're not even a year old yet. And there's no, I don't believe that there's a right way or a wrong way, because there's successful shows that are filmed in somebody's garage. There's successful shows that are filmed with high-end budgets. There's no blueprint to it. It's the conversation. It's whether you have guests or it's just you and your partners chopping it, but it's the authenticity of it, and it's the storytelling of it. And I think people in general have to get out of the way of thinking their way is
The
the
only
correct
way.
way or the only way. You know what I mean?
It's art. Art is so subjective, right? Like, art is subjective. That's and there are a million ways to success. And also, then you also we can offer this. What does success mean to you? You know what I'm saying? Is it, the monetary benefits or for me, I think for us, I think it's all of those. It's all of those things. Those things will come. You know what I mean? But right now, I think our focus is, or personally, like engaging the fans and making sure again that we bring through conversations that help people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That help them navigate their everyday lives, and not that we're sitting somewhere perched upon something and we know more than anybody. We're just talking to our experience. And I think that that's healthy, and that's it's righteous, because again, we're talking to our experience, and talking to the experience with transparency. You know what I mean? Not hiding anything. Being very vulnerable about the things that we go through on a day-to-day. You know what I mean? If you look at back at episodes, you see like, hey, we're addressing things that happen in our home life, or just a variety of things. So again, for me, all in all, I am extremely comfortable. I know that there's always going to be growth.
Yeah.
It's like sports, right? Like, there's always going to be growth. You're going to learn a different you're going to, as you gain more experience, you're gonna learn how to play the game differently, and play the game at a pace that will be successful for the team and for you individually. And that's what I love, like figuring that out. Like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? So
Yeah,
again, I'm at a good place.
and the growth of it, it's gonna be there. One thing I want to do more is just really tapping in with the community and the fan base. I want people to start engaging with us more. Like, if you have like questions, or if there's guests or people you guys want to see, and locations and different things like that. I think now it's like the growth of everything, but also growing a community, so that when we do step out and start doing like, some of these live events, we're talking about doing networking events and all these things, like, people, are really coming to us, and we're actually coming to people too, and trying to meet people where they're at, to make sure that we're growing, and they're growing with us also too.
Yeah.
So that should be dope. Playoffs have been dope.
Playoffs have been.
Can't front. This has been like some of the better, like one of the better playoffs, in, I feel like, in years.
I feel like the best teams are actually, that's the best teams are alive right now. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be even Miami, like I was, they play a certain style of basketball. It might not be the prettiest basketball. It's actually like some grind kind of thing, but they've consistently done that. That's the team that they are. They're sticking with their personality and they're winning, you know what I'm saying? Finding their way. Obviously, you know, look, they ousted Giannis and them early, you know. Boston looks like they're trying to get back to the finals, you know. And I love Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And then the Lakers are doing something that no one expected them to do at a point in the season. Like, the whole roster like just, that. Yeah, you yeah. know, and LeBron's IQ, like, he's out there coaching on the court every night, and everybody is falling in line and buying into it. I just hope we, you know, as a Laker fan, I'm hoping that we can get AD to be consistent, like, show up every night, because I feel like, especially even in this Golden State series, like, bro, if you show up every night, you know what I'm saying, stop, like, living around the perimeter and go get your ass on the blocks. Like, first of all, there's nobody that can stop you. You should have 30 and 20 every night if you want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's a better way for them to play. Like, that puts yeah. more pressure. So, whatever. And then your Nuggets, man, if we being honest right now, y'all look like the team to beat. Yeah. I think depth and the way Jokic is playing, and if Murray can – you know, even with Murray not playing as well, y'all still.
I love it, man, because I feel like they still are, people still ain't giving them no love. It's weird. It's actually weird, like, to hear that nobody even has them, like.
In the finals.
In the finals or, you know, and it's like they sat at the top of the West for a long time, and you have to look at that. You know, but I also makes it, I think they play a little more loosely because they're not like, you know, under the scrutiny, but they just have a very solid team, man. And, you know, I feel like if they stick to what they're doing, stay solid, my prediction is we got Nuggets versus Celtics for the finals.
That could very well be the case. Yeah. I think the unseen factor for y'all is how well Michael Porter Jr. plays. I think if this becomes his coming out party, the playoffs, so to speak, then y'all go far, because I think he's a matchup nightmare for anybody. Mm-hmm. His height, his length, his ability, his tool, yeah, his skill set is just crazy. I'm a fan, but y'all are looking good, man. Did you what was it, like 2 weeks ago? Gervonta.
I mean, we kind of called it, and I think nothing against Ryan's an amazing fighter. You know, I think his best days are still ahead of him, but I think we talked about, like, if he went in there and began to fight Tank's fight, and you know, because Tank's very patient.
Yeah.
Like, he's very patient. And I think people don't think he's a tactician like that.
Like, super tactician.
He's been boxing since he's a kid. He has a high IQ.
Yeah. And you saw it. And you see it.
You saw
it. His foot placement, you know what I'm saying? The way he was sticking the jab out there to nullify certain things that Ryan wanted to do, took away the hook from Ryan. Caught him in the second round. I think when he caught him with that punch, it was almost like, yo, I'm in here with something different. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in here. I don't want to be in here for too long. And then I think the body shot caught him, you know, and it's ironic because De La Hoya, who is his promoter, That's the same way he went out to Bernard Hopkins years ago. Same kind of like liver shot. So yeah, it was great. I'm looking forward to speaking of boxing, I'm looking forward to Lomachenko and Devin Haney. That's next weekend.
Yeah.
And we starting to get to some real fights. Hopefully they'll announce Bud and
well, they
and,
got to now, man.
And Spence soon. Yeah. The people, it's like, look, y'all gotta fight now. Cause these other young, they out here fighting. Everybody's fighting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I like them kind of getting into a space now, and a lot of the boxers have been talking about it, which helps, is that if you lose one fight, that doesn't define your career. And I think for the longest time,
because of Floyd going undefeated,
Floyd,
I want to go 50-0.
Yeah, like that, you're competing with something that's probably never going to happen again. So once you get out of that, like, oh, if I lose, because if you look at all the greats, they all took L's.
Sugar Ray Leonard took an L. L's. Marvin Hagler took an L.
But that's what makes the story.
Tyson
right?
took you L. Know? Yeah.
So I think it's great. It's great for boxing. If these guys, you know, the best guys should be fighting the best guys. Get back to that era of boxing, and it's been exciting lately. I can't front, like, boxing has been very exciting lately, and for the first time I feel like in many years it's been more exciting than the UFC.
Yeah, because the fighters are fighting. Yeah. And like, even look at it, it's also, you know, the fighters are while they listen to their promoters and things, this is the one thing I will say that was good about Floyd has created this sort of paradigm where the fighters are like, look, y'all are in charge. Ultimately, y'all are in charge. So if you say you want to fight, you know what I'm saying? And Ryan Garcia. Yes, he lost the fight, but Ryan Garcia pushed hard to make that fight. He wanted that fight to happen.
Yeah.
Him and Tank wanted that fight to happen. Lomo and Haney wanted their fight to happen. I've heard Bud and Earl, they're speaking directly on the phone to make the fight happen.
See?
So those are the positive things, you know what I mean? And the fight I really want to see, though, is of all of this, I get it. I want to see, you know, and it's probably, we probably like one, two more fights away is Shakur and Tank.
Yeah.
That's the fight that's got to happen. That's a huge fight.
Yeah.
So I hope we get to that. But man, I'm excited about the sport right now. Like, I'm loving all this shit.
Yeah.
Your team did well in the draft, the Bears.
Yeah, they did well in the draft. Did, you know, good in free agency. You know, I feel like they're actually, like, you know, have a GM in place and a coach in place, and they're ready to compete. You know,
Rodgers is out of Green Bay.
Out of there, so, you know, the division is really wide open. You know,
it really
what I mean?
Is
like really wide open.
It really
so
is.
I'm excited for the football season. There was a lot of changes this year in the off season. So I think it's going to be a good season, man. Interesting. I feel like the top dogs are still going to be up there, but, you know, a lot of new blood and a lot of, you know, moving pieces. A lot of people went other places, but I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the next season.
Yeah, I think it's going to be super. I think the Eagles, like, have tooled up to, like, be
they got better.
Good for a long time.
Kind
like,
of scary.
Bro, yeah. Got Jalen Carter in the draft, got the linebacker, Nolan, from Georgia in the draft. Like, the running back, the team, they're loaded. And then, whereas, you know, a team like the 49ers, still a good team, but a lot of questions at quarterback. Purdy.
He ain't going to be ready for the beginning of the season. Yeah, I don't know how Trey Lance is coming along with his injury.
Yeah, they're talking about, what's his name, the kid from SC, who is Sam Darnold, potentially being a starter. That sounds crazy.
That ain't it. he didn't do too bad in Carolina the last season, but
yeah,
you know.
But they said that this might be the offense that best suits him, so he could have a crazy comeback story. I'm excited about the upcoming, you know, seasons and everything. But yeah, just All of this, man, all of this is good to just get to think about this, man. We just get to sit here and talk to this and talk to people and chop. And and again, like you said, it's extremely therapeutic. I mean, I know sometimes I come when we come here to do these things and I may be, you know, life journey, just on your life journey. But you look forward to these moments to sort of be able to decompress, and it's therapeutic right on camera.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to me to be able to come to this space and do it with you. And again, I'm extremely excited about our trajectory and how we're growing and the community that we're building, you know. It's all super exciting, man.
Yeah, same. And again, gratitude for all the guests that's, you know, been a part of it, and
yes,
our true Patah and Mac, you know, who've poured a lot into this too. And just a special shout out to the Dream and
Vaughn
and Samantha and,
yeah,
you know, the whole team, you know, that's really, really opened the doors for us and just walked with this and made this our home. And without great partners and great people around you, you can't do great things.
Nobody does it alone,
you know. But it's also a testament of what we're doing, and you know, people seeing the vision and wanting to be a part of that, you know. So shout out to us too.
Shout out to us. Shout out to Shoe Palace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out everybody.
Everybody.
But yeah, check us out on YouTube, Sweet Life. Check us out on all DSPs. Make sure you subscribe. You hit the automatic downloads, you know.
Please subscribe.
Yeah.
Tap in
with us and
catch up on some of the older episodes that you might not have seen. Again, we're, you know, coming up on 30 episodes. So, just make sure you tap in.
Yeah.
Looking forward.
Sweet Life. Malik Rashid, Chief Johnson. We out.
Peace.